And what might your wife use to clean the rug? She plugs it in.
A vacuum.
And crackers used to come in these things. They stand about this high. Beer also.
Okay.
Bigger. Now, what? Something about 20 times the size of a keg is a...
A barrel. Mm-hmm.
And if you had all you could carry in both like this, you'd say, I really have a...
A load.
Okay. And if you had an incomplete load on the truck, you know, you'd just have a...
Partial load.
All right. And if your wife's doing the laundry, washing in the basement, and she's going to hang it outside, she might put it in a...
Clothes basket.
And where do you put your dirty clothes in the house? In a...
A hamper.
All right. And this is an instrument, musical instrument that you play, that you blow on.
Harmonica.
This is a musical instrument after a fashion that's held between the teeth and twanged.
Is that right? No.
Haven't you ever seen one of these?
Huh? No.
Like this? They play it like that. You ever seen one of them?
Never.
Okay. I'll give you one to take home.
What is it?
A Jew's harp, it's called.
Oh, a Jew's harp?
Yeah. Around a barrel, they usually have two of these things.
A Jew's harp is that you don't put in your teeth?
Yes, you do. Yeah, yeah. Maybe what is a Jew's harp to you? It might be something else to you.
Yeah, a Jew's harp is a Jew's harp is a it's a string instrument.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, a barrel. What keeps a barrel in place? The staves in a barrel. A barrel.
Oh,
in place.
The
two.
What are they? Rings or no?
You call them that. Or how about what...
name for it and I can't think of it.
Hula. Remember the kids used to...
Yeah, play? Hoop.
Plural.
Hula hoops.
If you put a temporary top in a bottle, you call that a...
Cork.
And one made of glass.
A stopper.
And something you drive nails with.
A hammer.
Name a few different kinds of hammer, man.
There's a claw hammer, a ball peen hammer. Are there any more?
Well, that's
millions
fine.
Of hammers, I guess. All
right. Well, how about, you know, on a wagon, what you call this thing? This is a part, it has nothing to do with hammers. It's on a wagon, thing that it goes up and down like this, and it's a thing that goes up between the two horses.
Not the yoke. No, the yoke comes around the animal. What is that called? Lost for words, I can't
okay.
think.
That's all right. On an automobile, then you step on and make the car go faster.
An accelerator. I've got hearth down now.
What?
Hearth.
Yeah. What do you call the instrument panel?
The instrument panel or dashboard. Or crash board.
Okay. You call it that sometimes?
Depending on how you drive.
Yeah. Do you ever call it that though?
No.
All right. How about an accelerator on the dashboard? You ever seen
hand throttle?
On a buggy, the two things, one comes up on either side of the horse.
Mm-hmm.
You know what those are called?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay. A small compartment on the right side of the dashboard.
Well, that's normally called glove compartment, I refer to it. And I keep gloves in there.
On a wagon, you know what the thing's called in the back, right in the front of the wagon, but behind the horses, the horses actually pull on, goes like that, moves in this direction.
Can't think of what that
is. Well, that's all right. That's why I have all this stuff about cars. See, I put that in to substitute. An automobile with two doors is called a...